Today, Be'ez Hashem learned Daf Kuf Ches of Masechtas Chulin. Some of the topics you'll learn about include the Mishnah's halacha of Tipas Chalav Shenafla al Chaticha. If a drop of milk fell onto a piece of meat that was cooking in a pot, and Loiner es Hakadera, im Yeshba Benoisin Tambo es Chaticha Aser. If the pot was not stirred, the flavor of the milk did not spread to the other pieces in the pot. Therefore, only this Chaticha can be considered for the purpose of Bittel, and it depends on the size of this Chaticha. If this Chaticha is less than Shishim times the milk, this Chaticha is forbidden. But if this chaticha is more than shishim times the milk, this chaticha is permitted. The Gemara discusses a machlekes regarding the other chatichas, whether they also become aser. And this depends on the following concept. Efshel asechti aser. When the chaticha's heter absorbs iser and it does not have shishim against the iser, the chaticha becomes aser. And it remains aser even if the chaticha was subsequently cooked with additional chatichas that in total do have shishim against the absorbed iser, because chaticha asma nas navela. Once the chaticha becomes aser, the whole chaticha is considered like an inherent iser. Therefore, if the chaticha then falls into heter, the heter must have shishim against the whole chaticha to be mevatel the whole chaticha. And it's not enough for the heter to have shishim against the absorbed iser to be mevatel the absorbed iser. Or we do not subscribe to the above concept. The discussion in the halacha, kezayis basar shenafel techiyori shel chalav basar asur chalav mutter. If a kezayis of meat fell into a hot pot of milk and was removed, the meat is forbidden while the milk is permitted. The machlekes in the case of chatzi zayis basar v'chatzi zayis chalav shebishol in zem zeh. If one cooked and then ate a half kezayis of meat together with a half kezayis of milk, does he get malchus or not?